Now that the 13.5 kilometers of the Atlantic route have been covered, and before we say goodbye in a more like see you later manner, let's talk about the Seca do Bacalhau, the traditional outdoor drying of cod. This place is located on Canidelo's seafront, overlooking the green area of the Douro Estuary Nature Reserve. In Gaia, a large industrial unit was built many decades ago that contributed a lot to improving the economy and the well-being of the inhabitants of this place. As a matter of interest, it was in the 1940s that the National Society of Cod Shipowners built a 15-acre industrial structure dedicated solely to drying and preparing cod. Its installations, inaugurated in 1945, were located in an elevated area of the land with privileged views of the sea and the entrance to the mouth of the Rio Douro. One of the places of historical value that we were keen to present to you, and it is precisely with a view of the sea and the Douro River combined that we complete the route of the Rota do Atlântico. We are grateful for the opportunity you have given us to present a small part of Vila Nova de Gaia, and we believe that if you have already had the opportunity of traveling the entire route, you will have enjoyed knowing some of the many traditional folk stories, curiosities, historical facts about Gaia. And of course, taken in by its enchanting beauty of landscapes that identify us all over the world. Ah, share your photos on social networks and identify the Águas de Gaia route, as you will be making a friendly and useful environmental suggestion that others will certainly be happy to discover. Thank you very much.